The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It's your old pal Ian Finance here. Welcome to Bye Guys. I am so sorry the show is starting late. It is my fault. I should have left earlier. I thought everything would be right on time. And what do you know? The subway was completely fucked. There was a medical emergency, which means there was a stabbing.
Or someone jumped,
or was pushed.
Pushed.
One of the three, the trifecta of the New York City commute.
I think Ian was doing gay shit with a dude to prepare for the show.
And that was the stabbing.
What happened to the whole thing where you bike everywhere?
I got up too late today, and I thought it'd be quicker to take the train.
Fucked up.
Yeah. And the fucking train was 12 minutes late, and then it went express to Union Square, and then the other train didn't come. I took a cab here. What can you do? I'm sorry. I'm full of excuses. I call cum excuses. And Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and we forgive you, buddy. It's one of the benefits of living in New York City is no one really gets mad at you for being late for things.
I should have left earlier. Ultimately, it's my fault if I had left earlier and woken up earlier, but it is a good out to blame the train.
Are you regularly late for this, or are you normally on time?
I'm normally...
Oh, that's fine.
He's ballpark.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Yeah. As long as you're not late all the time.
No,
yeah,
this
that, is the he hasn't set a precedent yet.
Yeah, no, this is the latest.
We forgive you.
I know, and making you guys wait, you know, Ryan had to put his shirt on.
I was pissed, dude.
Yeah.
Ian showed up with his middle fingers. The guy
Ryan was on the phone with his agent. He's like, don't ever book me for this shit ever again.
Yeah. Well, these are our guests. Well, Zach, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
I love the hat.
Thank you. To an eBay purchase. It was a little small for my head, so I decided to do the Matty Matheson and pull the visor up.
Nice.
Feeling good. My
last eBay purchase was Marlboro tracksuit.
Nice.
And I thought it would fit. It does not. And so it's just
too small
in my closet.
Or too big?
Too big.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too small would be funnier.
Everything I order online, you just go 30% of this stuff goes right in the garbage.
Yeah.
Or it's all the shirts are too small, so you can cut them into a
Ryan belly shirt. Show off the midriff though. So
I had a pretty funny thing. I had the I don't know if you've seen, but I got an Austin 316 shirt,
uh-huh.
And my chick was at my house, and she sent me a message with it. She goes, "What the fuck is this? Some Bible shirt that you got?"
Hilarious.
She sent me that, and I just messaged. I go, "We had a good run."
Yeah. Well, those are our guests, Danny and Ryan.
What's up?
Perfect. Are in the place to be. I don't, you know, hopefully I'm not infecting the Bye Guys presence with how straight I am.
No, that's what's fun about the show is it's
beacon
not...
of heterosexuality, Ryan Law.
Yeah.
Usually the straightest people are the ones who tell you nonstop, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so fucking straight. You don't even know.
Yeah, that haircut screams dude, straight. the nose ring and always wearing armless shirts.
Ask every guy in my bathhouse, straightest dude there. They call me the arrow.
Yeah. Ask every guy you've ever fucked.
Even when, if I get pulled over drunk and the cop's like, you know, walking a straight line, he looks at me and he goes, actually, you're probably good. I already know.
Yeah. They call you arrow long.
I'm straight and I always hit the bullseye. And that's not a man's ass.
Is there anything like festive on this podcast because it's Pride Month?
Oh.
That's true. You guys just
fucking,
you missed opportunity.
Like, do you do anything? Like, do you amp it up? Or
no,
it's just, Ian has or his every dick. Month is Pride Month.
He has his dick out right now for yeah. the
look it's under like, the table.
I knew this older gay guy once, and like, we're during the Pride Parade, he turned to me. He's like, ugh. Just because I'm gay, I don't need to fucking walk backwards up 6th Avenue in a thong to, like, prove it.
Yeah.
Like, you just be a regular person.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
This might be a conservative slant, but it's getting
now
more
do Carabana
and more,
now that you're not having...
They don't have that here.
Now that you hate fun. You guys don't have that here?
It's
the gay pride parade, but with black people, essentially. It's like
and
a bunch
not,
of...
And not gay.
Yeah, but well,
really,
but
not
they wear
great.
The same what? Outfits. So it's a Caribbean parade, but it's you
like
know, an enormous
Caribbean.
Thing. Like everyone comes from everywhere, all over. But they wear, you know, like the same shit at Pride. Like these
they wear,
crazy
like,
outfits
have
with
you ever
feathers
seen,
and spandex.
In
and,
Rio, they're...
Every parade is gay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Parades aren't inherently gay.
Yeah, that's why the parade, gay parade has to go extra
whatever
gay.
Whatever the Rio thing, the big parade they have in Rio, and it's like they wear like the big like, you know, feathers and... It was in my neighborhood.
My grandparents
so all,
went to that, all, and I used to. They used to take pictures, and I used to jerk my little panini to the pictures of the women with their shirts
so
on.
So in my neighborhood, where I lived in Toronto, was basically where it happened, and they would all park in the neighborhood and like walk over. So like you'd just be like walking around, and all these people are just like walking around in these like super like basically thongs and these crazy like get-ups and.
Yeah, it's always funny sometimes. To go there and pretend that you thought it was Pride to like some hood black dude. Be like, oh, is this your first Pride? Yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, Ryan would literally never do that.
I did. I made a video doing it.
Really?
Yeah. There was also, I mean,
you
this
like
probably,
a
there's a different type of shooting at Gay Pride Parade, but every year at Carabana, there's like 20 shootings.
There was a drive. The last one when I lived in Toronto, there was a drive. Like, I was watching, this is so white, but I was like watching golf, and then I just heard like pop, 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 and literally outside of my, like, place like right I was like an apartment like right outside of it on the street there was like a drive-by shooting
because people all come down from fucking you know aggressive parts of America and legitimately you can't like if you walk down the street you just have to put your eyes down because everyone's like what are you looking at like no one wants to be looked at you just have to walk with your head
your
facing
cock,
down for the whole
it's
week.
Al. That's what I'm looking at
the only people that do that at Pride are lesbians because there's a very specific
what
yeah there's a very specific lesbian at Pride that'll be like the chola chick in an undershirt with like boxers sticking out of dickies. And she'll have a hot girl in a headlock. And she just mean mugs dudes that walk by. Like, I eat this pussy. What?
I was thinking about this yesterday because there was like a picture that's like, girl, I guess she's trans. And she looks like beard, fucking, you know, chest hair, the whole thing. Like, I don't even know how they do it. But I was just thinking like, how many times have you had that thing where everyone's like, you know, what would you rather like get your dick, live with your dick cut off? Like for dudes, like that's the absolute worst of life available for a guy.
Yeah,
like,
would you rather die or live without a dick?
It's the worst life available for a man is like man without a dick. So they have to, they're starting at a pretty, you know, rough position.
Not them.
No, that's.
They could just get a surgery, like a fake one.
The position
like
they
you
want.
Did
exactly
says the guy who got
why
a
do you
fake
think,
one.
Why do you think I went to Thailand?
Can't be the same.
Hey, are you a trans woman? No, but I will. I would like a fake day.
Years ago, my uncle Dan was driving our great aunt. He like picked her up at the airport, and he's like, "Oh, we'll drive through New York." She had never seen New York before. She was fucking like 90 something, and they got caught in traffic at the Pride Parade, and she. Had never seen New York before, but she thought that was just New York every day.
Oh, dude.
So her idea of New York was 6th Avenue during the Pride
like,
Parade.
Yeah, it goes back to where the fuck they're from. They go, fuck New York.
Yeah. New York is wild.
I had
New
that same story when I was like 8 or something, and we were stuck in the Pride Parade. And I remember because one guy came with a sign. He goes, we're proud, we're gay, so get out of our way. That's what screamed at her car. My dad was like, we need to get home. We're in traffic.
Dude,
back to Winnipeg.
One wrong turn.
That's it. Back to Winnipeg.
It is. I don't know. I think every year it's getting a little more and more ridiculous.
Well, this year there's no cops, right?
This year they don't want cops. And there's like a big argument in the gay community whether they should have kink or not.
That's a guy on a leash
like
and shit.
They want to get rid of it.
Well, a lot of people think it's a bit much. Like, Pride should be somewhat family friendly.
Yeah.
And the kink aspect of it is very not.
What if my kink is a cop, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what if your kink is a kid? And then that's, you know. But it's like, yeah, they don't really want people legitimately fucking in the streets. And everyone's like,
dicks
were
out.
Being gay. Yeah, like, yeah. Who are you to judge?
Yeah, no, most gay guys are like, I work at a bank. I don't need this.
Rep. Yeah.
But there is, when I was at the Pride parades, there's usually tons of dicks out.
Oh, tons. Well, that's for like the after parties.
No.
This is, like, Toronto, yeah. It's like. All day,
on the flow
during
it's
the
like,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, and everybody's like, yeah, it's fun. And they're spraying you with water guns and stuff. And
but it is fun. But yeah, it's what their problem was making it a kid friendly event. Like, you can't have both. Like, you either turn it into a fucking
party.
Or they should have, like, times. Like, between 2 and 5 yeah, is, like, family
yeah,
friendly.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, like a haunted house.
And then it's
and
like.
And it gets wild after that. Yeah.
4:59, one guy looking at his zipper. One more minute.
Oh, boy.
A tumbleweed goes by.
The super progressive parents, though, they're like, no, let the kids see all of
make
it.
Make them
like,
watch.
Yeah, they're like, they are, though. They're like, no. They're like, don't remove any of this. Like, the kids need to see this.
Yeah, they need to learn how to be accepting. I'll fuck in front of my child. Come on, honey, spit on it. Be a part of history.
Go ahead, honey, go stand on that man wrapped in a carpet.
Yes, that's a legitimate guy.
Yeah, it's Kevin Carpet.
I thought his name was like Dr. Dirt or something.
Oh, I don't know. The one I knew when I used to go to goth clubs, there was always a guy named Kevin Carpet, and he would wrap himself up in a carpet and put himself in front of the bar so that girls in their big, goofy goth boots would have to stand on him to order drinks.
Oh, he must have got so hard over that.
He's in the carpet. He's probably jerking off the entire time. You know what
he's going to roll in a rolled-up carpet?
Yeah, he would roll himself up in a carpet.
Would he roll himself, or did he have a spotter?
I don't know. I never saw him get in it.
He probably
would be
got
in
good
there.
At it.
And then you know what he hated? When I would try and cuddle with him. So
what?
It was definitely a sexual thing.
Wait, what? How? I mean, get on the ground and try to cuddle
Zach's
him?
Lying on the ground yeah. in the carpet.
That's Zach's worse. Going, human carpet.
Well, he probably hated that because no girls are walking over you.
Yeah, it was great. It was, yeah,
he's like, get off
me.
I'm not weird.
Yeah, you're scaring away the talent.
Scaring away the hot
Wait,
puss.
Hold on. How would you cuddle with Kevin Carpet?
Because he was in a rolled up carpet, so
and you would
just
get on the ground.
He would
him.
Roll right. through in a different carpet. Yeah. He has arms yeah. out of his.
You're asking to get fucked with rolling yourself up in a carpet.
Someone How do you not?
Well, I'm saying fucked with in the sense that
Asians,
someone just grabs the thing and duct tape rolls you up
rug?
And just like yeah. does whatever.
I mean, the bouncer's got to be in on the heist, right? He can't just.
Yeah, I think he like.
Yeah, like nobody can walk out with a rolled up carpet.
I'd like to repeat my joke. He had a thing for Asians, so he rolled himself up in an Oriental carpet. All right, good. I'm glad I got that in there.
He just sort of spring roll.
He chews on the rug and looks up at women and gives a thumb up. Thumbs up. there was that guy. And then, I would go to, like, fetish nights. So there would be dudes in, like, the cat suits and stuff.
You ever seen a sin party?
What?
Sin party.
So I've never been to one, but
Lies.
This is my brother told
Liar.
Me.
Liar. You didn't even have a brother.
Tell them about the sin party you went to.
Yeah, tell us about your VIP membership to the sin party.
Ian was nerdy gay. He went to the co-sin party.
Co-sign party.
Yeah, I didn't get it. But
hang myself with a hypotenuse. Math humor.
They did so a guy this
you
is
fucking rhombus.
You go to a fucking
All right, go ahead.
It's a trapezoid.
Now you're just saying the words. Yeah.
No, that's
go ahead. Please tell us about your sin party.
A trapezoid is a retarded trap.
Okay, that's pretty good. You're right.
All right, let's hear about
the
sin party.
Sin parties.
A guy goes on the cross, and they tie him up naked, and people can just come up and fuck him in like the middle of the party.
What?
Yeah, and the big reveal is that guy was Ryan.
I was the cross. Yeah. I was disguised as a cross.
Ryan's yeah, Ryan's like, man, out. Sometimes you're the guy, sometimes you're the cross.
I get kicked out for setting the cross on fire.
It's already flaming enough.
Yeah. I remember one time there was a dude in a cat suit at one of the parties, and I was standing next to him in the bathroom washing our hands, and I was like, hey, when you fart in that thing, where does it go? And he just looked at me and he opened up the neck hole and he goes, ugh.
Oh, God.
It was such a real dude to dude moment.
He was like a furry?
No, it was like a leather, like Catwoman.
Oh, Catwoman, okay.
Have you ever seen the doc Fursonas?
No.
It's what you think it is.
What? I don't know what I think it is.
It's furries.
What's it called?
Fursonas.
Oh.
So that's what they call. So when furries have like a character that they do, that's their fursona.
Oh, fursona. Yeah. Oh, and okay. It's making more and more sense.
They interview all different people that are like furries and like. There's people that spend like $10,000 or $20,000 on these really like elaborate suits. And then there's this autistic guy named Boomer the dog. And he just made his suit out of newspaper. And everybody else in the community hates him.
What?
Because he's making them look bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they go to like a furry convention. And they have behind the scenes footage of the guy who runs it being a complete like scumbag, giving people like media lessons. And it's like, well, you know when you meet a porn chick? And she'll be like, yeah, not all of us were raped or molested. And then, like, 5 seconds later, they're like, I was. But not all. That's not fair. It's the same. In this documentary, every single person they interview, they're like, yeah, this isn't, like, just, like, a sex thing. Like, we're not all fucking in the costumes. This is about, like, expressing ourselves and a community. I mean, yeah, we fuck in the costumes exclusively. That's what we do. But it's more than that. It's the exact same ratio.
Alex?
That's Boomer the dog.
That's Boomer, yeah.
Costume right
But
there.
That's actually pretty good. I was expecting a little more thrown together.
Yeah, it's like the drawing of the Yellow King.
I mean, literally, if you hate this guy, though, you just like splash a thing of water on him, and you're like, all right, you got to leave now.
That's a wrap on that.
Hey, bye, guys and gals. You know our friends over at Yo Creatable. They just launched Yo Delta. That's right. It's a new Delta 8 site with everything you need to stay high all summer long. If you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, it's time to stock up and have a great summer of Delta 8. Guys, Delta 8 gets you high. It's something found in weed. It can be legally shipped. They sent us vapes and gummies. Take it from me. They work. It's potent. And if you're living in a state where weed isn't legal, this is a great opportunity to not have to call some scumbag dealer to come over to your apartment or meet him in a parking lot when you can get vapes and gummies delivered to your house, okay? That's YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, and you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys. YoDelta.com. Promo code GAS, 25% off. Get high legally. And let's get back into the show.
Alex, can you show us a trailer for Fursona?
Do the dog ones piss on each other? Is that a big part of it?
I don't know.
What's a furry?
There we go.
What's a furry?
Depends on which one you ask.
It just simply means human, or an animal with human...
Oh, he mows the lawn.
I can't remember how to explain it.
I would say a furry is someone who...
The next door house would be so hard to sell if he's always mowing the lawn in his costume.
The suits must
the house next Boomer door to me was sold to furries. Right.
Got back.
That's Boomer.
Yesterday, from the final sections of the appeal, getting it into the court.
He wanted to change his name, get this, to Boomer the Dog. Legally, he wanted his name to be Boomer the Dog.
Okay, Boomer.
The media is like this vulture circling to find just the right one. And then they pounce on that right one.
Oh, that's why they hate him. He's like the head furry, and he has his...
Like yeah, and he goes on like Maury and shit.
The truth.
That would be annoying.
It's true.
Yeah.
I am a weirdo.
This seems kind of wholesome.
It's not normal, it's per se, but anymore.
They're all sitting
line
next to clocks.
Gets blurred every day.
Anyone notice that?
Nobody could see me. Nobody knew who I was, so I could be as energetic, as happy as
just
crazy
get a job at Disney World
wanted.
And
after that
kill two birds with
it,
one stone.
Really
yeah, just be
like,
a mascot at a minor
this
league
is
baseball
what it feels
team.
Like.
Thank God I'm
this
not into
is
this.
One of the greatest dangers.
This guy.
Is that Kevin Brenner?
The eager furry feels that this is my opportunity to save the fandom. I'm going to save all of us by giving these people the real story, and I will be a hero. No, you won't.
What?
He's saying, like, don't talk to the media. Kinda.
Yeah, that guy, he gets drunk and he talks about, like, and listen, you know, we don't want the media snooping around, you know, finding out what we're really doing here.
Yeah, keep them out. Keep the media out.
You know, we need to have a separation because, listen,
It's like Antifa.
He's like, we want people to know that, you know, we're out there and we do events for children and we're family friendly. Do we want them coming upstairs to my room and seeing a guy in a dog costume jerking off? No, they don't need to see that. Is it going to happen tonight? Hell yeah.
Do they have holes for their genitals?
I think some do. And then they also do this thing called like yiffing.
What?
It's the noise they make when they like each other. They go yiff, yiff, yiff.
Holy fuck.
Nice.
I've looked into this.
Did they cross over with cosplayers and stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I saw like some Where's Waldo looking people.
Yeah, there's like a weird. They go to like fantasy
it's just
conventions.
Me and Zach
and
walking around,
holding heads.
Yeah. Wait. So how do I?
Supposedly, some of them like shit in litter box. Like they like live as animals. But they're also in this giant costume.
And they still
They
work
go
it.
To their IT job.
Yeah,
normal,
exactly.
And then they come home.
Not
they,
Boomer. Boomer.
Not normal. They still got like a dog tag. Yeah. Just a little something something to remind them who they are. No,
they eat their lunch out of a dog bowl.
Boomer's a fucking dog all the time.
Yeah, I know. They were ugly.
Yeah, they were.
He must have a big like YouTube channel now or something.
They
weird.
Have a radio show, I think.
Oh,
or
really?
In the
it's
documentary, they have like a weird. They had a weird AM radio show.
DMX is fucking yiff, spirit.
Yiff, yiff. Do they smell each other's asses?
Oh, 100%.
I could get into that.
Yeah, that's probably, that's got to be a big part of it. It's got to be 90% dudes, right? And then like wives of a guy who was into that originally.
Yeah, it's like going to Skankfest.
Yeah.
You see a 250-pound girl with one eye, and you're like, somebody's here with their boyfriend.
Yeah. No chicks getting into that like independently.
Chicks do cosplay, I think. That's like normal. Like, because a lot of chicks do cosplay.
Yeah, I think that's how like there's a crossover.
And they're hotter with cosplay.
Yeah, but
there are no hot furries, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, you're literally putting yourself in a fucking mascot
suit. How would you know?
Suit,
yeah.
Like showing off the bod there. It's really like to hide it. But then the girls who do cosplay, you see a lot of hot ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, it depends. A lot of.
Oh,
like,
I mean, there's a lot
go,
of gross ones too.
When you actually go, a lot of the ones that are super hot are hired by the convention.
Oh.
And they're like, they're mercenaries. They don't even know who the fuck they're dressed as.
Yeah, they're just walking around.
And then you see like.
They pretend they don't
know. A girl that looks like me dresses Wonder Woman. And you're like, she made that. That was not a
So it's kind of like a club where they got the 20 hotties walking around. They're paid.
Yeah, and they like take pictures with the dudes and all shit like that. And then you get there and you're like, this is the actual selection.
Interesting. It's all a sham.
But yeah, you do. There's the horror conventions have some pretty hot chicks because they'll be like aspiring actresses walking around.
Yeah.
That's where you find like, that's where you find the up and comers, in my opinion.
The broken toys.
Well,
proper talent at the horror convention.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. There's a lot of talent here.
That's such like a dude who's 10 years older than you, but hangs out with your group of friends.
Yeah. Yep.
Like to say, there was a guy when I was in high school that we called Dickless Dave. And Dickless Dave worked at the t-shirt kiosk in the mall.
Yeah.
And he would just hang out with like kids my age. And I remember we were at a hotel once.
Want to check out my no dick? Oops, got one.
And he, because he thought this was like a cool thing.
Turns out I'm just Dave.
Well, because there's too many Daves. So we just had like, we had Deaf Dave, Big Dave, Dickless Dave, Metal Dave,
wow.
And somebody else. But I'm with Dickless Dave and we're sitting in a hotel. And he thought this was like a cool thing to show off as like a man in his 30s. Anytime a woman walked by in a skirt, he would tell me what color her underwear was. He's like, yeah, I got a talent.
But how do you verify it?
I don't, because he would literally look up their skirt.
Ah.
He was a creep.
Yeah, the mirror on the shoe.
He worked at a t-shirt
I love how
kiosk.
You were hanging out in a hotel with the t-shirt
It was at a
hard
kiosk. Convention. Oh, it was at a hard convention.
How did he look
I was
up
hanging out
skirt.
With Dickless Dave and Dave.
Talk about losing the lottery. Everyone's like, oh, that's Metal Dave. There's Handsome Dave. Who am I? Dickless.
We don't even have another Dave.
Yeah. That's a shit luck of the draw.
Yeah, we had a few of those guys that, you know, 25-year-olds that we used to have two guys that were like handicapped, like I don't even know what you'd call it, because it wasn't like Down syndrome or something, but they were like 25 and they hang around and they'd rap, and the guy goes, "My name is Glenn. Stab you in the eye with pen time and time again." So the local Tufts taught him a few rap verses and everyone would get him to do it, and then that's go, "Oh, great."
We used to smoke cigarettes at a place called the Ranch House, and we'd like skateboard behind it and everything. And there was like this, I was maybe like 14. And there was, this guy wasn't even a senior. I would hang out with like seniors, and this guy was in college age, but he didn't go to college, you know? And he had like a shaved head, and he was like goth, and he'd always be eager to give us rides home. I got a ride home with him one day. I was like, never again. And he just played industrial music in the car. I was like, no, thank
did he
you.
Take like, did he go like point A to point B, or did he take you like the long way home where you started?
Oh, the long way
where home. You were like being like,
I'd be like, my house is that way. Yeah. And in front of a church, he'd always honk his horn to be like, fuck you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Fuck you, God.
Oh, the devil has arrived.
Yeah. I'm really
They probably think
them.
He's honking for God, too. That's honk, not a honk. Fuck you honk. They're like, this guy loves God.
Yeah.
Same guy.
Every time a guy honks in front of a church, an altar boy gets molested.
Let me get my car.
Honk.
Time to go.
Yiff.
Let's get plugs out of the way.
Let's do plugs. Alex, can we get some plug music? Danny, what you got?
At Danny Jokes everywhere. And I'm getting hair plugs.
Nuh-uh. Are you?
No.
Oh, because I would be interested in hearing more about that.
He's getting more pubes.
I'm getting more pubes. I'm getting the trail on my belly button.
Dude, a Turkish hair implant place contacted me and was like, "We'll put you up in a 5-star hotel. We will give you travel. It's 5 days, whatever.
To
you
be like
just
a trial?
To promote it.
Yeah. And you get a free trip to Turkey? Where in Turkey? Istanbul?
I don't know. I'm not.
Go.
I'm not flying to Turkey for hair implants. That also seems like a hostile situation.
No. Turkey's sick.
Oh, yeah, you just wake up with no scalp
screaming. Yeah.
He's going to wake up with his mustache on his forehead, all sorts of weird shit.
They're like, now you're Turkish. They put my mustache where my eyebrows are.
We call this a Turkish hair transplant.
Yeah, isn't that what you wanted? We thought that's what you wanted. Nightmare. I'm not doing... Would you do that?
No, not there. I think I would... I think I'd go with a good American doctor. Not some Turkish fuck.
Yeah, so you'd have to pay out.
Dude,
I'm
not meeting a guy online that sent me a cold email to fly me to Turkey for.
Like, are they? Like, had they done
an operation on me?
Like, are they fans?
They must be, right? They contacted another comic. I don't know how they found us. They referred you. Yeah. Hold on, let me see. Ryan, what are your plugs while I look up my Turkish hair transplant place?
Playing at Carillon this weekend.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we're doing... I was going to do it in song form, though, if you want to get to my backup vocals. Pick it up! The tickets for Caroline! Pick them up!
These are all these inside ska references, I don't know. It's like so inside.
I'm doing Caroline's this weekend. Danny will be there and Justin Silver. 5 shows, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And everything at Ryan Long Comedy.
Hell yeah, dude. Check out my other shows here on the network, Real Ass Podcast and Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. My new movie, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm, is screening around, so check out my social media, at Zach is not funny. And then the 23rd, I will be at the Stress Factory for Louis J. Gomez Presents The Depraved. It's me, Louis, Big J, Shane Gillis, and Corinne Fisher.
I'm on that too.
Are you?
And Louis didn't put me on the flyer. That piece of shit.
And Ian's there too.
That's because you're spitting in his face as a fellow bald guy by going to Turkey to...
I'm not bald!
Well, that's not what they think.
What about, Ian, what about this? Why do you say, I'll sign me up
for the... Bald.
I'm not bald!
Hey, Ian, why don't you be like, sign me up for the plugs, I'll do it, just go for a free trip to Turkey and just ghost them when you get there.
Yeah.
And then they cut your head off with a curvy sword.
That's the worst idea ever.
I would do that.
take one plane ticket for Turkey.
And you know there's going to be someone at the airport with like saying like Ian Finance and then like with the thing. And then you have to be like, just
bald
hide
fuck.
You got to hide in the bathroom all day until they leave so you can get out of there.
I'm not bald.
Yeah, I know. Which makes it even funnier.
No,
they're demanding you get hair transplants. What are you just trying to be more not bald?
I have thinning hair in the back.
Well, everyone has thinning hair. Yeah. We're fucking adults. But you don't have like proper male pattern.
No.
Like every other grown man, it gets a little fucking thinner.
Yeah, no.
The hair starts going from here, migrating down to here.
I just want a hair transplant so that I could get a Dominican shape up perfectly. You know
what I really do love, though, that still people you see occasionally is guys just with straight toupees. Like, where it's just like you,
so two different colors.
Yeah, like it doesn't match. It just looks like someone just, like, they put it on like a
Mari's
hat.
Wigs.
But, like, they put it on like a hat in the morning, and they just go boop, and they just like walk out of the house, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, toupees are incredible. There was a teacher at our school that had gray hair forever, then 1 year just showed up first day with like jet black hair.
That rules.
Walked in the class and 15 people just burst out laughing.
That rules. Oh yeah, my plugs. Whoops. Alex, can you plug up the music again? Hell yeah. iAnimal69 on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. Next weekend, June 24th to 26th, I'm at American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. Get those tickets. IanFinance.com. And then in a couple weeks, I'll be at Zany Chicago. And yeah, that's going to be a good time. So come on out, say hello, and you know, buy some merch for hair transplants.
Good luck
with
that.
Pick it up.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's do some stories. What do you say, bub?
Yeah, let's get into it.
What's got your... I'm looking at this woman arrested for masturbating on floor of open SUV.
Just looking at that. Alex, do we have a video?
If not, can you recreate it?
Yes.
There's no video, but...
Alex, get in here.
This is the woman.
Damn it.
She got Bell's palsy like JR.
Oh, my God. By God.
By God, King. I miss my wife.
By God, my bush is quivering. Wait, hold on. A naked Minnesota woman was arrested on May 9th, 2021, after authorities found her digitally penetrating herself on the floor of a pickup truck. 35-year-old Jennifer Dorrit Weber was completely naked when authorities found her lying on the floor of an open gold Pontiac SUV.
If she just kept the shirt on, she would have been fine. That was her mistake.
She looked happy but did not appear to be hurt, but appeared to be possibly under the influence of cumin. But by the time cops arrived on the scene, the situation had worsened. Oh, no.
Several 911 calls go up. Several 911 calls were made in the afternoon of May 9th, concerned with a naked female walking around and jumping in and out of vehicles at a retail business that sells motor vehicles.
Oh, it wasn't her car.
Yeah, that's
sort of like...
I was going to say, just leave her alone if it was like her car, but she...
Yeah, the Pontiac was found running with his driver's side door open. It was empty. Nearby, officers spotted a Chevrolet Silverado with its rear driver's side door open. They also noticed feet sticking out of the door. That's when cops found the woman in charge of the ruckus.
That's a fun phrase, calling it a ruckus.
And Nick Weber lying across the floor of the second row.
Involved in some ballyhoo.
Feet in the air, digitally penetrating her vagina. Okay, so this made it sound like this lady pulled over, laid on the floor of her truck, and mastered, but she was actually jumping in between.
She was at a dealership.
She was also apparently like hallucinating, perhaps, because it says she appeared to be talking to people that were not present.
When officers asked Weber what brought her to the area, she reportedly said, "To please the boys."
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, this lady rules.
I like this line right here. Her clothes, neither pants nor underwear, were found in the car.
A metal spoon identified as potential drug paraphernalia was located. Officers observed the crystal substance.
Yeah.
The later t- tested positive. Oh, she was.
Why are okay. we? Why does it take 10 paragraphs to get to the part where she was on meth? That should yeah, be like should a be woman on article. Meth yeah. who is fucking masturbating woman, and breaking woman, cars is arrested.
Woman arrested for masturbating in cars. And then the entire body of the article should say she was on meth.
Yeah, yeah. It's like woman on oh, meth makes should sense. Be in the article.
It said they couldn't get her out of the car for over an hour because she kept making nonsensical statements of masturbating.
I mean,
they're just like,
she couldn't
on.
Find the perfect car, though, it said. She
Get
kept trying.
By the way.
She couldn't find the perfect car, yeah. like when you're trying to find the it's perfect
exactly,
whip.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Oh, like
she
Goldilocks?
She was like, it's not. Yeah, fucking. Yeah. She was edging herself until she found the perfect vehicle.
So here's my question. Where is this body cam footage?
yeah.
Of the
oh,
cops.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're sharing it around.
They have to have yeah, it, right? Yeah. It has to exist. It has to be the best.
What if we
An
combined...
An hour straight...
What if we combine this story from the one last week when the woman tasers her pussy, but the cops taser it instead?
Dude, I want a taser now so bad from the video.
Oh yeah,
I want to try. I want to try and get. I want to get my prostate tased. And
see if you come.
You'd have to get it up there.
Let's find out.
Woo!
Listen, we just started this podcast again. We gotta put some numbers up.
Yeah, you gotta do some wild shit.
Yeah,
you could put a taser at the end.
Have
of
you
the
seen SDR? I'd be the hottest chick to ever get naked in this room.
Oh my god, dude, that night. I mean, you were skinnier than that one girl.
That the real competition on that podcast was which one of us had more titty sweat.
Oh god, dude, we did an SDR show and it was like a squirt competition, and Big J and Ralph had to sit under a porn star and they had to squirt on their face.
like just
Ralph
right
got it in his
foot.
Eye. Yeah. And the chick was Polish and she was just like finger popping her pussy, trying to make herself squirt. And
it
was
my God.
It was
on
I
the
mean,
table?
And it, no, out there. And then the chick next to me kept drinking and just getting more fumbly drunk. And then at the end of the show, she
almost
even
her plugs were her almost vomiting.
Oh yeah,
she just took like a triple shot of vodka. As they're like, "What's your plug?" And she just swigs vodka, and in the she's like, you can see. Mm.
Ugh, her teeth are so yellow. She dropped 20 pounds.
Yeah, you guys need to do an anal squirting competition on.
I was like, when you were saying that, I was expecting maybe like they were under like a pane of glass or something, but it was just right.
No,
on.
It was
no, right on the face.
Well,
what were they wearing?
Ralph got it in his eye, and we're like, "No, you didn't." He's like, "Smell my face." We're like, "Oh God, okay."
Which is kind of disrespectful to the girl who is sitting 2 feet away from us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smell this stank.
Smelling Ralph's head and going, "Yuck!"
Yeah,
her pussy stinks.
Have you seen that video of that girl that squirts on her pillow and she goes, "It's not pee, it's squirt." That's squirt no. right there. Squirt.
No.
Alex, can you find that video? Type in, it's not pee, it's squirt. That might bring up some different videos.
Yeah, you're going to be sorting through some things.
Yeah. Maybe on YouTube? No, I don't know.
Yep.
Yep.
You want to see everything that I did?
I mean, she
see
looks like the medium
I mean,
from Poltergeist.
She looks like the Quiznos monster.
She looks like the Mucinex monster.
I have a doornail and I don't sleep on them no more. So I use them for this. So, let me go show you.
Oh, no. Coming up next on SDR. Oh, look at that room.
You see them stains on there? Hey, how are Sammy? You see them stains on there?
Say it. Say it.
Say see it. The stains?
Say the line, Bart.
Say it.
That's for me.
Ugh.
A squirting. And that's not pee, that's squirt.
You know who she looks like? She looks like King Curtis. You ever see that wife swap of that little boy that's like, I want chicken nuggets.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
She the queen and we the sorry people.
Chicken Nuggets is my friends.
Yeah, Chicken Nuggets is my friends.
Kid was a legend.
Isn't Squirt also a soda? Because that should be the commercial.
Not pay, it's Squirt.
Available at Walgreens.
She is available at Walgreens right now.
I thought that video was going to be a lot better.
No, I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yes. All right.
Ryan looked a little grossed out.
No, I'm just waiting to find her OnlyFans when I get home. That girl's got to be popping
How old
off.
Do you think that girl is?
Now? When was that video?
In that video.
Unless she's using her, it looks old.
Just right.
She's in her 40s at least.
No.
No, you think her?
No. She's just country fucking look, man. She's 23.
You think?
Yeah. 23.
That's a rough 23.
It's a rough 23, but that's what they look like.
Yeah.
I'm saying now, because that video looks like it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, 23, they got a 7-year-old already. That's what they look like.
Well, I'll ask her when we see her at Skankfest. There it is. That's not being Squirt.
Hey, gang. Hi, Bye Brigade. It's your old pal Ian here and Zach as well. And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Wow. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED, erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. God bless America. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online, you lazy sacks of shit. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here, pal. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the U.S. of A., and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And get this, here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code GUYS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS, to receive your first month free. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. All right, Zach, let's get back to it.
You'll play Shirtless Girthless?
Yeah, sure.
All right, excellent. So, gentlemen, we have a little game we're going to play where we look at the torsos of young men.
Yeah.
And we are going to guess the size, cut.
And girth.
And hardness
of the penis.
Of the peen. So we're going to look at their shirtless body.
There's some trans in there too, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, good. And yeah, we're going to
take... So you are doing something for Pride Month.
Yeah, sure. We do this every week.
Yeah, every week is Pride Month.
The same thing we do every month, Pinky.
Try to gross out the world.
Try to get over what our parents did to us.
Yeah.
So we're going to guess. So the categories are hard or soft.
Yep.
Big to small. And cut or uncut.
Okay,
and this is shirtless Girthless.
Oh, wow. That's right. A fucking...
So the assumption is these are all... They all have male genitals.
For the sake of the game, yes, everyone here is going to have male genitalia, I believe. Is that correct? Woof.
That is correct.
And, yeah, that's...
What?
Oh, man. This is how we're starting.
That is a hard face.
She looks like the... remember the McArch Deluxe commercial where the moon played the piano?
No.
What?
It was a McDonald's meal for adults. And they had a moon in a suit that played the piano. And that's what her face looks like to me.
Oh, wait. Yeah, the moon played the piano and it had a suit.
In the clouds, yeah.
Yes, yeah. It had a California raisin feel to it.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going.
Is that a painting in the background that says Shemale?
No, that's the website logo, which I feel gives away a lot of this. Yeah.
I'm going.
Oh, yeah. The logo.
Oh, that logo, logo's kind of funny.
Yeah. The logo,
Did
I think.
Do you see that? Can you zoom in on the logo?
It's the first thing I saw. I'm like, I think it's going to give away a lot of this stuff, but. Shemale yum.
Shemale yum.
Shemale yum.
I mean, this will be false advertising if she's soft.
I'm actually going. I'm going cut, decent hang, not fully hard.
I'm with that vein on her arm. I'm thinking it's going to be a hog.
Well, I think it can't be too hard because it would, or too big because it'd be popping up. So that's just,
well,
you know,
she might have a long midriff.
That's just sleuthing.
Yeah, it might be like a 90 degree or not really a 180.
I'm gonna go average size cut hard.
I'm gonna go perfect hot.
Empowered.
I'm gonna go long uncut. Like, not hard.
You go long and skinny.
Long chub.
Long chub.
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty
That's
hard.
Me and Ryan's comedy team.
Ryan, your answer?
Okay. She takes it seriously.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, enough please, fucking around,
please.
Ryan.
Science.
Please. Stop the jokes, please.
All right. I go hard. Big. And
delicious
and fucking and yum
and yum yum right. Yum.
Let's see this
bigot Danny said it was more like shemale yuck.
Oh, I was right.
What the fuck? The nerve of them putting this on the site.
I knew it. I knew it would be chubbed long and not hard and down.
What the fuck? Well, we don't really know how long it is. It got cut off.
I know.
She wishes. That's not what I meant when I said, "Can you cut this off?" All right,
damn,
so for the people
so long,
listening,
they just
the
cut
picture.
The tip off.
Yeah.
Oh God.
For the people listening,
oh, did you want us to do?
We
the whole
don't know
thing?
If they're cut or not.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's gonna be a mystery.
Well, because we don't know when the picture was taken.
Whoa! Whoa!
Those are some long
Sorry,
balls.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. We could see it on our screen. I didn't realize
Hold
it was
on.
Cut off for you.
Hold on.
You should add a ball set.
It looks like mine.
Category.
All right, so that is cut.
I mean, those are the balls of an elderly man.
Full.
Can you go down so we can see the balls?
The balls on this chick.
Whoa!
Keep going. Dude. If
that is
when this lady sits on the toilet, her balls must be not just in the water, in the hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the toilet.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you would want to fluff that up a little more.
I mean, those are like
six-inch
balls.
Yeah. Her the balls on this for the listeners.
Those
the
are
balls on this
balls.
Lady. Let me tell you. The balls on this broad.
You should add that category.
That's what the cop said about the woman masturbating in the car. The balls on this broad.
Also, somebody needs the Manscaped 4.0 because there's just a little bit of hair right around the top of the dick that they really could have cleaned up a little.
Enough to tell.
I feel like that's a choice, though. That
really?
That was a choice.
You think it's like a pencil mustache?
Yeah, she's getting a photo shoot. That can't be
that's a John Waters.
John Waters.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm having trouble judging how long that dick is because the ball sack is so long.
Yeah, you need a Coke can beside the balls.
I mean,
like,
also the shape
this...
of those balls were perfect. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade.
Getting teabagged by those puppies?
I mean, they go straight from your forehead to your chin.
She could probably take her balls and put them completely up her ass crack.
Oh, you think you could deep throat those balls in?
Oh, yeah.
She sits on
those. No. Yes to Zach. No to Ryan. Gross.
Oh, yeah. She must sit on her
she
balls
She must sit
constantly.
On those all the time.
Unless she's not like...
I mean,
how
much
could it have been in that room?
How much duct tape is she using to tuck it back? I mean,
she's like fucking throwing, she's like tucking it back over the shoulder.
Yeah, she's got to throw it over
her
shoulder
right
like a continental soldier.
Do your balls hang low? Do they sway to it, bro? Holy shit.
So much duct tape.
Dude, this lady's balls, let me tell you. For the audio listeners, you guys are really missing out.
Those are Hall of Fame nuts.
I mean,
those are
like, what's the fucking Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah,
the bad grandpa or whatever.
Yeah.
Like when he gets his balls, that's like,
I mean,
balls.
If those balls are hanging on the back bed of a pickup truck, they would drag on the ground.
Yeah, like no
you
shorts.
Ever see those?
No yeah. No short shorts for her.
Holy shit.
For those of you that are missing the balls on this lady, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're hankering to see a set of balls.
Use the promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows here on the network. But really, You got to see the balls on this lady.
I mean, they were incredible. They were just like two beautiful eggs wrapped up in a skin suit. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, it was like two tennis balls in a fucking gym sock. That was amazing.
Yeah. But an old gym sock.
Yeah, really.
Like the one the that lost all sock. Its elasticity.
Like a diabetic
yeah.
sock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like I'm not a nylon.
All right, let's move on. How do we do on that one?
I mean, I don't think we should look at any. What? We're
we
not
done?
Gonna top that.
You guys kind of all tied because three of you called that it was cut, and then the Ian who didn't say that it was cut did say that it was going to be soft / chub.
Yeah.
So. Actually, I guess technically Zach would win because he also said half hard and cut.
I mean, what'd you think, Alex?
Nobody guessed balls.
No, when I said hard, I meant the balls. So
oh, hard balls?
So far, Zach wins for getting two categories right.
The name of this episode is Hard Balls.
Have you ever had a girl tell you that her clit was throbbing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else are they supposed to say?
One time a girl, I was on the phone with her and she was masturbating. I was too. It was a good night. Not
I love the
bragging.
Sound of your voice when you got
not bragging.
Story. Oh my God.
And her exact
the
words.
Velvety
I love
sounds.
You go, yeah, I love you go not bragging. I'm like, not that actually bragging. Doesn't sound that great of a night.
Yeah,
right,
no, no. It kind of labor intensive.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
And she kept saying, my clit is so engorged.
Wow.
Does not sound like a good
My clit looks like it's stung by a bee.
She did have a big clit.
Is it because of those balls?
No. Those balls are something to write home about.
My balls are engorged.
My balls
hey,
are
I didn't pay $4.99
I just picture like there's like a bunch of you guys have like a bunch of old people who listen to this. He goes, you think those are balls?
My balls are throbbing.
Like at least once a summer, I will sit on the toilet and my balls will hit the water, and you do
whoa.
Like the jump.
I've never had that happen.
Oh, I guess like I get long balls.
I feel
in the
like
summer.
One.
Yeah, I had a ball in the toilet situation like probably a month ago.
Yeah,
it wakes you. It'll wake you right up. It'll wake you right up.
Yeah, not
Alex
good.
Is giggling.
Luckily, so I was just sitting down to pee.
I was standing.
Alex, what's so goddamn funny in there?
In the
long,
urinal.
Long balls in the summer, dude. I just never thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it gets hot and they
touch the bottom of the urinal.
It's the name of my memoirs, Long Balls in the Summer. A collection of poetry.
I mean, with that velvet voice you just put on, I'd listen to the audio tape.
You've never had your balls go in the water on the toilet?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's great. Well, pick me up. But if they were hairy in the toilet.
It was, yeah, you're doing like a bridge thing over top. You got your hands on the ground,
that's
knees on the ground, then you're.
That's what I sit on the toilet
the
like
middle.
AC Slater. Have you ever shit that way?
AC Slater style?
Yeah. Either of I, but I can imagine it's a wild time. I'd be so scared of it shooting and not getting in the toilet.
Oh, yeah, hitting the ground behind you.
Yeah.
I do that.
Because you get back splat or something.
If yeah. there's too much graffiti on the bathroom stall door and I don't want to be disrespected by it, so I face the other way.
Nah. You do that so you can snort coke off the off
if you
the
read
tank.
This, you're gay, I go, I'll show you fucking gay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not reading it. I'm not gay.
You got the wrong stall, pal, yeah. because I don't fucking, Ryan Long, don't play that game.
Yeah. Now let me sit. Face it the other way and arch my back like a straight man.
I'm gay.
Yep, there it is. Oh.
Well, woo. Also, I'm usually eating dinner while I'm shitting, so I like to have the place for my plate on the...
Oh, dude, one time I ate ice cream while shitting, and ooh, that was... I know, Alex, whatever.
That's terrible.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
The texture of ice cream in your mouth while you're pooping.
And I was jerking off. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that worst part is the ice cream in your hand while you're wiping.
Was it like a cone? It was like all dripping down your hand.
It was Ben and Jerry's. It was a bad idea.
Ben and Jerry's is really good, though.
Yeah.
If you're going to shit while eating ice cream.
Couldn't
dude, Ben
down.
And Jerry's is so, you know, like socially proactive and everything. They always have a statement whenever something happens. And like some sort of collective in Burlington, Vermont was like, boycott Ben and Jerry's. They have a factory in Israel.
they're on the wrong side of history for this one. And they've like made a statement in solidarity with every progressive left.
We just want to say that Ben supports Palestine. Jerry, on the other hand, is a fucking Zionist.
Yeah. They're breaking up. No more Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, imagine like Ben's like, you know, I just want to say I support LGBTQ and Pride Month. Ben's like, these fucking gays. Yeah, ruining the
Trump 2024.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry are having a little bit of a riff done.
I would definitely.
The best ice cream hate sex. Ben and Jerry are gay, right?
Yeah, they're like Bert and Ernie. Be.
Yeah.
They don't have wives.
We won't be selling white ice cream anymore. Ben doesn't think a man should have white dripping down his chin.
We're calling it POC ice cream. It's no longer chocolate.
Ice cream of color.
Ice cream of color. We have trans ice cream. It's Rocky Road, but it identifies as vanilla. Well,
all
right.
I think we should look at a few more dicks and call it a day. All right,
I think Ryan's into that.
What? What? Yeah. Am I giving the impression?
Oh, my God. I am loving the trans choices. Thank you.
I mean, that's quality.
That's your thing, right, Ian, a little?
Yes.
All right. So,
how often do you get to indulge in that, or is that like a rare thing for you? Because they're not like around that often. You got to go out of your way, right?
You know, for a segment of the population that is, you know, 0.07%, they sure are choosy.
Wow.
They sure are not.
Because you're kind of like, you thought they'd be like, oh, finally a guy wants to fuck me. And they're like, get in line, partner.
Yeah. Or pay.
And you're like, I am in line.
Or pay. Yeah.
Right.
Or pay.
So, okay.
Do you use Cash App?
Interesting.
That's a big intro on Grindr.
So you've had trouble just meeting a normal one in normal life.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there the whole thing where a lot of them are sex workers just because they have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think what happened first? They were sex workers first, and then they go, oh,
no, they were guys first.
Well, gay dudes are barely making any money, and then they're like, the trans people are fucking flying off the shelves right now. So it's a straight up business play.
Well, for a whole summer of everyone being pro-trans, I really felt like a trans hipster.
Well, you were into it like, before? You liked their first album better?
I was into them before they were cool.
Yeah, I liked them back when they still had stubble.
The book was better than the movie. They were put together with Elmer's glue and a mop as a wig. I was really into them.
It went all corporate.
But now, they sold out. I know. I was a freak for so long, and now everyone's like, you're brave.
Like, yeah, I know. What the fuck? Depraved.
Depraved.
You're like, no, I'm not brave.
Yeah. No, it is hard to find like a trans girl to date.
It's hard to be a hero, man.
It is. It is. It's
bravery ain't easy.
Dude, one time on Grindr, this black trans chick was like, I was like, hey, I'm Ian, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, what are you actively doing to dismantle racism currently? And I was like, lady, I'm not trying to write
trying
a book
to fuck
report.
You.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to write a book report. I'm trying to blow you. What are we doing?
She did not say that.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing to help racism? Trying to suck your black cock right now, lady.
I had one girl come over and I put on Friends on Netflix and she was like, this show is so heteronormative and so white and blah, blah, blah.
Really?
And I was like, what are we doing?
That's crazy. So
she's like, if you just want to cash at me, we can get started.
Did they ask for money?
No, I came too quick. Yeah, we got.
They,
no,
you know what?
We got in an argument about POC representation in film, and then I came early. I was like, "Are you gonna go?"
Oh my God!
It's like I'm not doing a good job representing Whitey. <You know? laughs> Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So you haven't had good experiences with your...
I dated a trans girl for like a month.
Probably so much better in your mind, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a good love is hard to find. A good trans is hard to find.
And, even harder because there's just way less of them.
Yeah. But for a bunch of people that are like, you know, it's transphobic to not date us. They sure are choosy.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't realize. Yeah, they've just got, because there's so few of them, and then they're in high demand right now.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Well, it is, but like the really hot ones are their version of what they think
you know, a woman is like a super hot woman, so they have super hot woman standards.
Yeah.
You know, like they want like a huge muscly guy and what they think is like an alpha guy.
That's such a bummer, dude, if you're into that.
Or they're just like gay men masquerading as women and they, you know, just want like
the hot
gay man with abs and everything.
Because that's how you fuck straight guys easier if you go, I'm trans. But you don't try all that hard. You don't do the operations or anything like that. Because once you get boobs, you're committing. No, I know, but I'm saying the ones Ian.
Oh, well, these were what we're looking at are the ones, that last one that was just top. That's top notch.
The ones Ian was doing had a brush cut and lipstick.
What's a brush cut?
Oh, like a buzz cut, like the army version of the buzz cuts when you
like
go full
Lori Petty.
Yeah, brush cuts when it like your hair, you can kind of go and like spray water from it.
Well, it's I don't know. It's I was talking to one trans girl, but she was so expensive. Like she always wanted to like go out to expensive meals and be like spoiled.
Mm.
It's like, lady, I'm on a budget.
Yeah, they want the fucking full girl treatment. They haven't had it, so they're just like, "Where's all this fucking paying for shit I've been hearing about?"
And
the surgery wasn't fucking cheap, dude. I want to make it back in fucking meals at the Ritz.
I know. Why do you think I'm picking up so many shit gigs so I can fucking pay for my gals? You know?
That's Jesus. That's a hard life, dude. I really, because I would have thought it would be more like you pick, you know, you go to the fucking right club and you take them home after a couple Pabst Blue Ribbons and you're on your way.
Well, there's, I mean, they have like trans party nights, but it's all prostitutes. You have to pay like $50 to get in. And then they're all just, I mean, it's like the bar from Dusk Till Dawn. All these vampires just come up to you trying to suck the blood out of your wallet.
That one's Danny Trejo.
Have you done
it? Tranny Dejo. Tranny
Dejo. No, but I would love to date a trans gal, but it's like, you know, you go on like Bumble or whatever and it's, you know, one in 500.
There's no category for that.
And I always super swipe them, but it's tough because they don't know if you're super swiping because you want to date or like, if it's like a fetish or whatever, you know? And then, I don't know. It's, I mean, not like woe is me, but it is tough to find a trans girl to date.
It is a tiny niche. If that's your, I mean, that's York, your I ultimate. Mean, if
this is probably the city to do it though.
Yeah.
Bush or like Bangkok. You ever been in Bangkok?
Banged a couple cock. That's the show, folks.
All right, good night. It's still the morning.
I don't know. I feel like being a trans girl, like, sometimes has to kind of be like being like an okay looking fat chick because every guy in a group of guys would be like, no way. And then the second every other dude's gone, they're like, hey, so I've been thinking. Yeah. Hey, listen, what I said back there, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. I would try this out.
Yeah, seven more shots deep.
Yeah, and then they're like, hey, so can I walk like 10 feet ahead of you when we go to the subway?
Follow me back to my place.
And ironically, she's even fatter once you're seeing double.
Cock's fatter.
Yeah, it's big fat cock. Yeah. I'm seeing double, one of the two.
You see the size of this girl's balls when I'm drunk.
Fuck yeah, I didn't, so did you ever do the pay for play? You ever do any pros?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way I could, you know.
That was the only game in town.
And then I'd be like, do you want to hang out?
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so.
And she's like, fuck no. Like,
all right.
I got a 5 p.m.
I'm trying to pretty woman a trans girl. You know?
I could be pretty much a woman.
What's the... Can't believe it.
They're 100% going to remake that movie as that.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
very believable. That is so next up.
What's the going rate?
Do they charge more?
Yeah, that's the question.
Oh, yeah.
They charge way more?
Some of them, yeah.
Well, you're getting a woman plus a dick. I mean, it is a... you're getting extra,
a dick
right?
tax.
Interesting that men make more than women even at being a woman.
Yep. Fucking cents on the dollar, man.
Yeah. But I've gone on, like, trans-only dating apps.
Oh, there is trans-only dating apps.
Yeah.
But they're prostitution apps.
Fucking rough.
Oh, the ones that are on there?
It's like a fucking sanitation worker in a wig. You know?
Sanitation
it
worker.
It is. I mean, it's brutal, dude. Some of these, I mean, you go on some of these apps and it's like, whew, I don't want to make any, you know, broad strokes with a brush, but there are some issues going on here.
Do you know how that's so funny? You know how, like, everyone always.
But a lot of them are on meth, too.
Okay.
That's like the drug of choice?
Yeah. They call it Tina.
Tina.
Yeah, yeah. Some people's capital teeth fall T. out. Some people's dick falls off.
Yeah.
Why is that?
But yeah, I mean, some of these trans-only dating apps are fucking, it's a minefield.
What are they called? Do they have funny names or just trans date?
I don't know. I forget. I haven't been with anyone in like a long time. I think.
Are you still going strong?
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. How many days?
You're just doing a no-nut thing? 21. For the frat?
Yeah. Doing the Proud Boys.
Yeah. No fab. Ian just pulled no fab.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's how to get pride to stop being annoying is have the Proud Boys identify as having pride.
Yeah. I used to do a joke about
it. Like, I initially thought that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, but like gays took over the word pride. So there's the guy in jail with the pride tattoo, and everyone's like, gay, right? And he, you know, the wrong kind of pride tattoo.
Oh. He's a.
The white supremacist, they got a huge pride tattoo on his fucking chest that now it looks like he's the mascot for the gay pride parade.
Just cover that up with an eagle.
Or a rainbow. I shit the bed on that one.
I thought you were taking it somewhere there.
My brain fell out of my ears.
My mom had a barbecue for my high school graduation, and her cousin showed up who I had never really met. And he was just some like weird old dude that like dark shadows a lot. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
And he took off his shirt and threw up his colors at my mom's barbecue.
Threw up his colors.
He had a big iron cross.
Oh, God.
And then looked around like if anybody was going to be like, cool.
Wow. Like it was the prison yard. Hey, man, don't mean to bother you, but can I high five you right now?
All right, who wants one?
I think, to be honest, he was trying to check me.
What do you mean? Be like,
he was trying to see if I was part of the movement.
Yo, see if Zach's chill.
Yeah. Because I told you that I've had my laces. When I used to wear docks every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Did you know about this?
The
laces? Tell them, Zachy.
No, I know that you throw them on the telephone wire with the laces.
Some white supremacists wear Doc Martens, and they wear white laces to show white pride or red laces to show that they've spilled blood for their race.
Interesting.
And which one did you wear?
What if they just skimmed their knee at a track race?
Yeah, rainbow laces.
I wore pink laces, and I was at a motel.
So it's like best of both worlds.
Yes, it's
literally both.
I was at a motel going to somebody's wedding, and there were two iron workers in the room next to us who both had DUIs because they had to call an Uber to get to their job, and they were taking an Uber to the liquor store. And they checked me and my friend Pat's laces and then took off their shirts and had swastikas.
Oh, God.
What do you mean they checked? Like they go?
They said, let me see your laces.
Can't they just see them?
Can't
they just see them?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Like, I had pants on, so I lift my pants up.
Oh, got it.
And then I realized what they were doing.
What if you said no thank you?
I don't know. They were weird, fucking scary drunk dudes.
Let me see your laces.
Yeah,
I wanted them to go to the liquor store for me.
Did they?
Fair. Yes.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, after they took out their tattoos.
You've had a ton of encounters with white supremacists. I don't think I've ever had a guy in my life.
I have a look about me.
Nazi tattoo.
I punched a Nazi at a YWCA punk show when I was like 14 or 15.
The nerve of that guy to show up at the punk show with like he had a swastika?
Oh no, he was it was skinheads. These skinheads showed up and they had those bomber jackets and like. No, it wasn't sharp.
I know what you're talking
about. They made themselves
very
well
known. They must get punched so often.
Oh, dude, we beat the shit out of them.
I was like 14 or 15. So what happened?
Like braces. I punch a guy in the back of the head.
How do you know?
Like,
how do you know he was like a skinhead just
because
he had a bomber
on? Melee broke out and people were like, Nazi punks, fuck off.
He was a Nazi punk?
Yeah, there was a problem in Westchester with Nazis coming to shows and then everyone would stamp them out and then they'd show up to like try to hang out and they came to a show because there was like an
Trump supporter.
There was an Oi band
and they came out to see them, and then it was just like this fracas, and I felt pretty cool.
Yeah, that was an issue when my buddies had a band in Boston, and it was the same issue. Because I had buddies that had like a Muslim punk band, and my friend had the Pakistani flag on the back of his like death rock jacket. And he got jumped, and they took his shoulder. Like,
and then Ben and Jerry showed up. Like, not here.
Jerry was there.
Jerry's like,
hey. They're on opposite sides. Hey. Yeah. Wow, yeah, yeah. There was none of that.
There was none of that in your scene?
No, it was way more like if they did show up, people wouldn't be happy, but it never happened.
They're like, we wish there were some Nazis.
Dude, I've never seen a guy with like a swastika tattoo or some shit like that. And even like the skinheads, they were all the good skinheads or whatever.
No, these were the bad skinheads. But they you guys didn't have
any
of that.
Does seem ballsy. I guess if they show up to the show, it's like two fight, though, right? If you're a skinhead, you're showing up.
Yeah, you know you're going to fight.
Like, that's the whole game,
that was
right?
In Boston. They stamped out the fucking Nazis in Boston in the hardcore scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess, this is only from movies, but in the movies, they always have their, like, little warehouse shows in the middle of nowhere. Where it'll be
American
some...
American History X, yeah. That,
yeah, they always...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, they'd have like their own SLC shows. Punk. You wouldn't just show... Like, if you're a... Guy
no, they
the
would
fucking,
show up looking for trouble.
They'd show up looking for trouble. I got
you're not showing up just to hang out and see a band.
They showed
you're
up like
up
I
would try.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
wish
a Nazi
other...
is just yeah, like, yeah. So you come around here often just
yeah,
make a
yeah,
small
yeah.
talk
hey,
with
hey, just want to support the band.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. Do you have a new 7-inch?
I may...
Right.
But you didn't have that in your scene at all.
I don't think so ever, no.
Damn.
No, I mean, it would just be so outnumbered. I guess maybe there was like I said, like, out of town, some weird things, but no, there was none of that.
They would ship in from like Lancaster. There was like
how
a
many?
Scene
so
there.
This guy came by himself, though.
No, it was like a group of them.
And then you guys got
and
in
then,
a big,
yeah, and it was like this crazy, like Braveheart, like just running at each other thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild. It was pretty cool.
No weapons.
No.
Seems like guys like that would have like a brass knuckles and shit.
Yeah, like show up with a bat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, none of
what are they, Italians? Come on, let's not discourage the good name of white supremacists.
Now you just can't leave.
You got a punch in, though?
I got a punch in.
Back of the head?
Yeah. You know, yeah, it felt pretty cool. A little bee sting and run.
Yeah. I saw a bat fight. It was fucked up.
A bat fight?
I saw outside of my old apartment. I lived in like a super guineed out part of Bay Ridge. And, but it was also like about to be where it gets super Muslim.
Yeah.
So there's just tons of hookah bars. And I saw dudes hanging out. And then I saw a van pull up with like four ginzoed out dudes, like with metal baseball bats.
Jesus.
And then your instinct is, oh, I walk away from this situation. And then you just hear ding, ding, ding. And then you turn around, it was like eight dudes laid out, covered in blood.
Oh my God.
Jesus. That was like right downstairs from my old apartment.
At my high school, the only one I really remember was two guys were about to fight, and it was like
they just started apologizing.
One guy pushed the other guy, and then a wrench fell out of his sleeve, and the guy goes, "Oh, you've got that wrench now." That's the whole thing. Sort of broke up after the wrench situation.
Oh, you got the wrench now.
Oh, was that some like Montreal shit?
No, he was. Oh, where was this guy from? He was
a bad guy from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I don't. It would have been like not Mexico, like somewhere in South America, like Ecuador or something.
You
shit.
Went to high school in South America?
No, that's where the guy.
Oh, that's where the guy
Hispanic
was.
Person.
Oh, wow.
Hispanic, but not. It wasn't a Mexican accent. It was some other shit.
Oh,
South of Mexico.
Ryan's very discerning with his various accents for Spanish people. Yeah.
You made himself French.
I can't do accents at all.
Accents.
I just had to do a voiceover with an Italian American accent, and I just ended up sounding like Carl from Macutino.
Yeah, voice. It's impossible to not just make that sound
hey,
offensive.
Oh, hey, 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 I'm a sanitation worker.
Here, I'll do my Italian.
I got a wig on. I'm on Ian's phone trying to get my dick sucked.
200 an hour. Yeah.
This is my Italian. No, you've got that wrench now.
That's your phrase.
Generally, all my accents
too
are wrench
German,
oriented.
Too German.
Oh, you've got that wrench.
Sound like Jamaican.
You've got you know,
hey, man.
Hey, you've got that wrench now.
Hey. Bombaclot.
I feel like I used to be able to do French, like cigarette, poutine. That's it.
Ian, go easy on that.
If you get the right words, you know, it helps.
Ian, why do you put your other hand on the back of your head every time you suck on your vape? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this was the Bye Guys. Holy we want to thank our guests, Ryan Long, Danny Polichuk. Please check them out. Check out their live shows. They'll be at Caroline's all weekend. And for now, this is Zach and Ian saying bye, guys. Hey guys, before we get out of here, if you like this show, you're going to love some of the other shows available on gasdigitalnetwork.com. This is a great show that we want you to know about. No Need for Apologies with Derek Gaines and Dave Temple, two of my favorite people in the world, two of the funniest guys to have on any podcast. You should check their show out. The last 15 episodes are available anywhere you consume your podcasts, but the entire catalog of episodes are on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. I think you're going to love the show. Here's a clip.
Going on, Young Dylan McGree. They were talking about fast food breakfast and how it's good. I got to thinking, is it me or is hood pussy just as good as fast food breakfast?
Hood pussy, better than fast food breakfast.
Like, well, go ahead, you got to elaborate a little bit.
Like, you remember them donuts they used to serve in grade school that came in the hot plastic bag and the bag was steaming and you...
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think hood pussy is. But you can't have it all the time because it's not good. It's not good dietary.
It's not good for you. Huh? We start a restaurant called Hood Pussy.
How should it come in? Do-do-do-do.
Hood Pussy!
Do-do-do-do.
Hood Pussy!
The restaurant. And it's a plate of food steaming like sizzlers. It's got to like, gotta be a little S. It's steaming.
All day long right now, man. Because I could just go in on hood bitches right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just a teal green sweatpants, no pockets. Do-do-do-do.
I love them.
Hood Pussy!
You know that that little jean jacket that we don't really know where it came from?
Yeah.
They'll treat you right until they decide they don't want you here no more. Can you imagine the restaurant where they just kick you out? I'm tired of y'all.
But bet it's only 5 p.m.
So the fuck what? I ain't for this shit today.
Ranked 98th in customer service. Ranked 98th in customer service because she didn't feel like it was too hot outside for that shit.